Now she says, verse 2 of chapter 3 of Ruth, "And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens thou wast? Behold, he winnoweth barley tonight in the threshing floor." Now, he tells her, you're to go down to the threshing floor and claim him. The threshing floor, as we saw in the instance of Gideon, was up on top of the hill. It was the most conspicuous spot in the community. That's where they thrash grain. And the reason it was up on top was so that the wind would blow across from any direction. You wouldn't put it down in the valley, because they would pitch up the grain and the chaff would be blown away and the good grain would fall down on the threshing floor. During this period of the threshing, or of the winnowing out the grain, why, they would begin in the afternoon. All of the families that were involved in a certain field, the servants, the owner and his family, they'd all move out there, and they would camp around the threshing floor. Now, there was no Holiday Inn in that day. There was no Howard Johnson Motel for them to stay in, so they just camped around the threshing floor. And in the afternoon, the wind would come up. If you've ever been on the desert in California, sometimes on the desert, I've been down there of a morning, and oh, it's so lovely and nice, but late afternoon, oh, that wind comes up, and sometimes it blows a little dust, a little sand, and then by sundown or after sundown or sometime during the night, it'll stop. Well, it does that in that land. So the wind would come up in the afternoon, and when it did, the men would begin to work furiously, winnowing out the grain. Then the wind sometimes at sunset or sometimes by midnight, the wind would stop blowing. When it did, of course, they would stop their winnowing, and then they would have a big feast. It was a religious feast. You see, everything for these people was connected with religion, was connected with God. And many of those wonderful nature psalms are psalms that would fit out yonder around the threshing floor. Let me just suggest one or two. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork, day unto day utter his speech, night unto night showeth knowledge." You see, they're out there underneath the canopy of a blue sky, even blue at night. And up there are the stars and the moon. This was the scene, my friend. That was the threshing floor of that day. And it was a time that they had eating and drinking and thanking God for a glorious harvest, thanking him for his goodness and grace. And you know, we don't do enough of that today. So what does she say to Ruth?